Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison, welcome to a Spirit Connection podcast. This week, we're going to talk about something that's so important as part of the prophetic word that I have for 2020, and that's stepping into your life purpose. God is releasing things right now over you, over people everywhere, whether you're aware of it or not. This is a year that he's releasing the greater calling over your life. The things that maybe have been hidden from you, or maybe you've been wondering what it is that you've called to. Maybe you're advanced in this already and you're doing what you want to do. Well, I want to help you maybe to bump it to the next level, or maybe you're just starting out. God has something for you, and it's going to open up in this podcast as well as over the next few weeks. So Lord, we pray that you would open the heavens right now. We pray for the understanding of what it is that you have called us to do, the special assignments, the greater things that are coming, the shifting that's happening in the spiritual realm right now. We ask, Lord, that we come into agreement with that so that we can know what to do next. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, destiny and purpose are kind of words that you hear a lot out there, but some people really don't know what it is. But God has a higher calling on your life. He has a purpose for every single person. And I call it God's desire for us, so that you can understand this. Your destiny is based on how you respond to what God already desires for you. In other words, there's some calling that you can have. We all have this higher calling. Then we get into a place where we can actually begin operating at different levels than other people. But maybe you go through a season of helping people in need, or maybe you go through a season of your life where you're getting some life training, I call it, when things, you know, look crazy. And so God will bring an assignment to you. So don't worry if you don't know what your destiny is yet. It will take time to unfold. Destiny can be like a connect the dots drawing. And it takes part of stages in your life. You know, there's seasons and times that can happen. But one thing is really important to understand is who God is and who you are through Christ. You know, if you transform your thinking, Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So there is a perfect will for your life. And we know that it's a relationship with the Lord. We know those things is granted, but there's higher callings that you can get in. So part of this will involve renewing your mind away from the ways of the world or old mindsets and replacing it with the new. The Bible compares this transformation process with, you know, sanctification or getting into a place where you're aligning yourself with God's will and his ways. So God is for you. I have to say this. This is the biggest thing that people struggle with, is not understanding that God is not the one causing bad things in the world. God is not the one, he's not angry at you. He loves you. His desire for you really is to succeed. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. That's the high calling that he has on all of us. And, you know, there's some things that you can align yourself with right now. Align yourself means that just get them in, you know, you get it into your spirit. You get it into your understanding. Philippians 4:13 is one of mine. There's two verses. That's one of them that has changed my life, and I've had to make them be a reality when they weren't. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians 4:13. Matthew 19:26 says, but all things are possible for those who believe. Now, it's important to get that down, that you can do all things and all things are possible, even if your situation doesn't quite look like it. God, He looks at your life right now, and as He does, He's looking at your past. He knows why you're in the condition that you're in. He looks at your present. He looks at your future all at the same time. And He loves you, and He understands the things. And it's not like you know, like you're going to miss your higher calling, that type of thing. People are freaked out over that. Listen to my episode on overcoming fear and procrastination I just did 2 weeks ago, and you'll get the breakthrough of fear. But those people who are in fear usually don't see these things that God has. He knows who you are becoming through His strength, His love, and His power. And who you're becoming means that by faith, you pick these things up. Faith is evidence of things we don't see yet. And we just begin to operate in it as if it's already there, and we eventually align with it. God will use who you already are. This is so important. When I felt the call to go into ministry for the first time years ago, and I heard Him say that it's calling you to be a missionary. I'm thinking, missionary? My goodness, I don't even like a camp, you know. How am I going to be a missionary? I even took some small steps. I went and talked with some missionaries, you know, and at my church, I went to the missions board, I went to a bunch of places. And then He says, no, I want you to be a missionary to people in your own community in the United States. I still go overseas now and then, but really, I have this call to be a missionary to people in different movements out there that you'd see. But God was using who I already am. He wants to use who you are. Jesus said to Peter, James, and John in Matthew 4:19, He says, come and follow Me. He says, I'm going to make you fishers of men. Now, they were already fishermen. So in other words, He didn't say, I want you to go down to rabbi school first, and then come back. He wasn't going to tell them to go do something that they weren't wired for. So God is on your side. He wants to use who you are. Now, there might be some habits and things that you need to change in there. It doesn't mean that everything, you know, is of God in that sense. But as you align yourself, you begin to transform your mind through this process, especially away from negativity, especially away from the judgment things going on the internet, you could actually have peace with God because the power that raised Jesus from the dead resides in you. You have the Bible, you have the Holy Spirit, you've got your friends and family. Maybe you need to go, you know, step up, maybe your church, or you have the internet, you can connect with people. I'm just saying that you have what you need right now to get a breakthrough. And you just need to find clues about your calling. Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. God wants to give you the desires of your heart once your heart gets in line with Him. And you do that by spending time with the Lord, spending time with other people. Once your heart gets in line, doesn't mean that everything that you want is of the Lord, but it can really happen. And I went through some coaching, you know, when I used to do prophetic life coaching on a regular basis. Most people didn't even know what they wanted. I had to say, well, why don't you go make a Psalm 37:4 desires of your heart list? You know, what would you do if you knew you wouldn't fail or money wasn't the object? You know, just to start to dream, to find the clues of your greater calling. And that's so important right now. Look for things like, what are you naturally good at? Again, it doesn't mean that everything you're naturally good at is going to be God's will, but what do you enjoy doing? Are there dreams that you've given up on in your life? What did you used to do when you were a kid? Maybe there were some things that you used to, as a child that you would do and pretend or had some dreams about. Here's one thing. What area is the enemy hitting you the hardest? Because quite often, that is a clue for what God wants to do. He wants to awaken something new in your life. And He can awaken that life purpose. And you could take some steps right now. You can align yourself by spending time with God. Step away from negativity. I tell people all the time, especially if you go through any of my ministry schools or online training, and we're going to be offering one very soon here, I'll walk you through how I was able to step out of that old picture, that old self. I was able to transform my mind and step into what God had for me. He told me years ago, He says that I complained too much. I thought it was intercession, you know what I mean? He said that I complained too much. And so He told me to to step away from complaining. In fact, what I want you to consider doing right now is fasting from negativity, negative talk, negative thoughts, and go on a negativity fast. Maybe you've been following me for a while and you've been doing it. Then, if by now you should have a negative-free lifestyle. There's things that you can do right now. And I recommend stepping away from idle talk, as the Bible calls it. You might have to just not say anything if you're with a group of people you don't agree. You don't always have to stand up and voice your opinion and, you know, and get, and just step away. I had to do that, when, especially with political things. You know, because there's a peace that can come in the room. The peace that surpasses all understanding can come in the room when you step into the ministry of reconciliation. And to do that, you might have to step away from the old things. Another thing that people are really into today is getting revenge. You know, when Paul says to transform your mind in Romans, he said, transform your mind away from the thinking of the world. Well, that might be different today from when he wrote that couple thousand years ago. And so you'll want to step away from the negativity that's on the internet. And maybe you shouldn't be watching some of the news shows, or I don't know, they're probably not even news, they're blues, or they're views, the people who are angry, you know. And I'm not saying don't watch the news, I'm just saying be careful of the ones that, if they get you upset at other people, then you might want to take a break from it. What I do is I get my news on the internet. I get my news as far as what's going on in the world, and I try to limit myself or stay away from some of the network news or the TV stuff, or you know what I mean? I still watch the national news. I do that type of thing. I have on my iPhone, I have the AP News app, and I have the local news app. So I know what's going on, so I know how to pray. But I stay in away from some of that negativity out there, the hatreds towards political parties, the hatred towards those different things that's going. God is on your side. And it's important as you move into this area of your life, of seeking His will for your life, you will probably have a hard time unless you're staying low. Lay low from negativity. Do some things like that. Find out who God really is. And I do a lot of this in my almost all of my training. I talk about who God really is. God is love. The Bible says, John says, God is love. He is not the one causing the bad things in the world. And it's important to understand that He's not against you. So if you want to find out your life purpose, it will be important as well. Stepping away from the negativity, that's a very big one. Another one would be to get healing in any areas of your life that maybe there's some unforgiveness that you have to go through, or maybe you've had a wound of the past, or something has happened. Maybe you don't. Maybe that you can reach out to someone else. But there's some ministries that can help you. In fact, we have a list of them on my website, dougaddison.com/healing-resources. And it's, you know, different ministries that offer things, you know, like Sozo Ministries, Restoring the Foundation, Elijah House, different things like that. I recommend getting a tune-up. I get prayer all the time. Step into this place that God has for you. This is the year to move in greater favor. This is the year that God is releasing your book of purpose, your greater purpose. Like when Jesus stood up in Luke 4:19, He stands up and He reads from Isaiah 61. And He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. He went on. And then He said, in your presence, this is being fulfilled. In other words, He's saying, that's my purpose. That's my book of purpose. He's opening up your purpose. This is a year of greater purpose, and He's going to give you some clues. So Lord, we pray that You would open these things right now. In the name of Jesus, give us clues. I pray that You would speak to us through different media, through dreams and visions, people giving us prophetic words. Open up the very thing that it is that You called us to do. I pray for the divine assignments to be revealed in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you want to take this deeper, I'm doing a 49-day experience, I call it. It's a group experience. It's called Launch Your Life Purpose Breakthrough Experience with Doug Addison. It starts in February. It goes through March. Just go to DougAddison.com/launch. Watch the video. Take a look at it. Now, the Lord gave me the strategy. It's very similar to what I did last year. Maybe you were part of my Diving Deeper into Your Destiny. That was a 4-week. This is a 7-week where we actually go through some deeper stuff about understanding your destiny, understanding the, how to operate in the heavenly realm, how to operate in the courts of heaven, that type of thing. All right. Remember to follow my daily prophetic words and also get the Doug Addison app at your app store. Hope you're having a great year. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.